This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. Paula McIntyre is, of course, not in the studio, but she's joined us live from the North Coast. I can hear pots and pans rattling. Just tell me what does your kitchen smell like this morning?
Well, it smells like curry, and it also smells like bread, because there's a naan bread going with this, really quick naan bread. And there's a wee sort of, you know, I just made a couple. I'm going to put another couple on now, but they're coconut and black pepper. Ooh. So whenever they come off, there's a wee faint hint of coconut off them. And then when you brush them, when they're hot, with a bit of oil, John, and then we've got some cracked black pepper on top. So that's sort of the permeating smell through. And then also this amazing curry, which is vegetarian.
It's a vegetarian curry because it's vegetarian week. So it's a carrot and chickpea curry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've used nice carrots, good carrots from here. And I've got a pan on here, and I'm just going to throw in some mustard seeds. And if you have a cinnamon stick, you can put a cinnamon stick in at this stage, but I'm going to put ground cinnamon in later. So at the hot, pan's quite hot, John, so you can sort of
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. So
that's with no oil. That's just dry. You put the seeds.
Why there's oil in that?
There's oil
in it. Yeah, there is oil. And then in now, finely chopped onion, some ginger, chili, and garlic. So that all goes in. And then what we'll do is give that a wee stir, and just let that cook down, John, until we'll give it a couple of minutes until I'll move on to the naan. Would that do? And then we'll come back to this, and then get our spices into this. So it's kind of three layers. So you have toasty mustard seeds, and then your nice aromatic onions and ginger and chili and garlic, and then we'll go into our dry spices. So the naan bread, quite similar actually, you know, to the tortilla we did last week, and it's something you can just make in a pan. This is not an authentic naan now. It's got a self-raisin flour, and if you can't get self-raisin flour, which if you can, let me know, use in that recipe a heaped teaspoonful of baking powder to 250 grams of plain flour.
Okay.
And then I've got some toasted coconut, just desiccated coconut. Just put it in the oven. Set your timer, because if you're like me, you put that in and then maybe go and do something else and you come back, it's just black coconut, which is not what you want. You want golden coconut. And then a bit of salt and some yogurt and some just natural yogurt, a couple of tablespoons, and then lukewarm water to bind. And if you leave that for about an hour, John, you know, it's sort of, you know, the yogurt works its magic as well. So I've got these on. I'm just going to put them onto a dry pan and let them just...
So you don't want them too thick. You want them quite thin then, just like
they're quite
a few centimetres thick.
About even less, John, probably about a centimetre.
Right.
About a centimetre thick. And if you're going to make the most of the nice weather today, and if you've got your barbecue cranked, these are great. These breads, just straight onto the barbecue, onto the hot rings, and they'll not stick on you. And if they do, I'm sorry, but they shouldn't, you know. Okay. So we'll go back to our onions and everything there, nice and cooked. And then we've got our spices here, John. So I've got curry powder. I've got, you know, a cardamom pod. If you don't have cardamom pods, don't worry. But I quite like cardamom. Do you use it, don't you?
Yeah, so,
you know,
I do
those
like
green
it.
Pods. I quite like them in a curry. I like them with rice. I also like them, you know, if you're poaching plums or something, you know, it's really nice with plums, with pineapple. You know, if you're doing some pineapple in a pan with butter and sugar, and then if you throw in some cardamom pods, wow, they're great. A couple of teaspoons of curry powder, turmeric, paprika, cumin seeds, and then cinnamon. So I'm going to put all that in there now, and this is when you get that lovely smell. This is when, oh, I'll have to describe this now. This, John, honestly, you've got the ginger coming through, you've got those lovely savory onions and all these beautiful spices, and oh, and you don't need meat, right? So
no.
I let those in there. Those have just, I put another wee bit of oil in that just to get that just to come together, and that's it. The smell of that's beautiful.
And your carrots are in there already, aren't they?
I'm going to put them in right now.
Oh, you haven't put them in yet.
So just put them in, and they've got I gave them a good scrub, John. Cut them in half lengthways, and I just cut them sort of on a bias, but you don't have to worry too much about that. And then we're going to braise this. A tin of coconut milk, and some vegetable stock, but again, with the vegetable stock, you don't have to make vegetable stock. You just buy a cube and add it to it, and that's it. So that's all that there, and then we'll just give that a wee stir, and then just if you've got a lid, stick a lid on it. Just make sure your carrots are covered, and if you've got a lid, leave it on, and you're really talking about 20 minutes, John. And after that, throw in a tin of chickpeas, drain them first,
And let them soak up all that flavour.
The tin of chickpeas, add them, and then the zest and juice of a lemon, and that's it.
So that's it, and then back to your bread then.
Back to the bread, so I've just flipped it over. So while it's cooking on the other side, I'm just going to put a drizzle of oil in that, just a nice oil. I'm using a local rapeseed oil here, and then just get your cracked black pepper and put that all over it, and you get this lovely smell of bread and pepper and a wee bit of toasted coconut coming through. And how long did that take?
No time.
You know, and the thing is, you can buy naan bread in the supermarkets, but it's been trapped in plastic for a couple of years, you know. So this is just something that's very quick and smells your house, makes your house kitchen smell beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's really tasty and quick. A bit of rice with that if you want, John, and that's it.
And 2 minutes, like, does the wee naan breads?
No, naans are about 2 minutes each side. And I use one of those wee ridge griddle pans, and honestly, the smell of this now.
I have to say, it's unbearable. It is unbearable listening to this and sitting in an empty studio with just
this. I know you would love this today, because I know you've been a wee bit funny sometimes in the past about vegetarianism, but you have embraced it.
I have embraced it, and I've had my dal, and I've had various dals and falafels and all kinds of stuff, and hummus,
beautiful.
And tried the other stuff, beginning with tea, that I'm not going to mention ever again. But that's a gorgeous Sri Lankan carrot and chickpea curry with coconut and black pepper naan bread. The recipe's going to be on the website. You can call us here on 03030 80 55 55, and we'll send you one out. And there'll be the Cooking with Paula podcast available in the afternoon for you to make it this evening for your very own self. Paula, I can't wait to see you.
Me neither, and I'll never have toffee in the studio. I promise you that.
No, never again. Never again. Thanks, Amelia. Great to hear from you.
Thank you.
Stay well. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.